point. Acts chapter 9, and let's start with verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, the him would be Ananias. The Lord had been talking to him about a visitor he was going to see, one Saul of Tarsus. Ananias has already described Saul of Tarsus as, well, the evilest man on the face of the earth, the one who is persecuting Christians, especially him, hauling them away to be killed or jailed or beaten or all three. Now, after telling the Lord what Saul was, the Lord is responding with what Saul who is going to be. It says what? But the Lord said unto Ananias, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. First, Saul of Tarsus is chosen. Every one of us is believers. We need to remember that we are chosen. Throughout the Pauline epistles, we see elect or election. That means we are chosen by God. It's a high honor and privilege for us to be the children of God. Let's go one step further. For those who have a calling on their life, be it the fivefold ministry, be it a singer, be it one with talent given by God, God has chosen us to have those talents to be part of His church. It's an honor for all of us to be chosen. Now, in the case of Saul of Tarsus, it was a little hard at first for Ananias to realize God chose him. But God chooses everyone who worships Him. This goes beyond what we have done in the past. Because, and this is the good thing, when we believed in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection, old things were passed away. Behold, all things have become new, including us. When we believed, we were chosen. Why? Because God saw who we would be. And because of that, we are now part of the church. The next part of the verse is what? To bear my name before the Gentiles. Keep in mind that Acts chapter 10 has not happened yet. We're in very controversial territory here in the book of Acts. To minister the gospel to those who are not Jewish. This is a new concept. Ananias, he should feel lucky. He's the first one that's really hearing this. But Saul of Tarsus is going to be sent to minister to those who are not Jewish. This is a major expansion of the church, the beginning of what would be the final phase unto the whole world. The next part. And kings. Saul of Tarsus, he will be seeing many a ruler along his way, eventually winding up in Rome and seeing the emperor. So yes, Saul of Tarsus would be witnessing to others, including rulers of cities, countries, and yes, even empires. The last part of the verse, and the children of Israel. Saul of Tarsus is going to be a witness to the children of Israel just as much as he is going to be a witness to the Gentiles. In other words, wherever Saul of Tarsus is called to minister, he will be ministering to everyone. Why? Because the gospel is for all, be it Jew, be it Gentile, be it rulers and authority, be it you and me. On to verse 16. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And if you read through the book of Acts, if you read really from Romans all the way through the Philemon, we're going to see glimpses of what Paul went through as far as suffering for Christ. It was a hard and horrible situation. There was a price to be paid for the anointing that this man had for every one of us, there will be a price to be paid. Maybe not to the extent of dying for one's faith, but there is a price nonetheless. And we, because we have been called, we are able to pay that price. Don't view that as a negative. God would not have chosen us if we were not able to do what he called us to do.
Amen.
The same applies to Saul of Tarsus. He was called because God knew he would be able to stand in all situations. Now, Ananias faces his choice. Does he go with his head that says, this guy is evil. I can solve this problem once and for all. I'll go another direction. I'll pull a Jonah. I'll go on a boat and go out to sea, and no one will ever see me again. Or he can obey the Lord. In his case, he did the following. Verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house. He obeyed. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand why we've been called to do certain things. Ours is not to wonder why. Ours is to obey the voice of the Lord. That's what Ananias did. He obeyed the Lord. It's not for us necessarily to understand all things until all things are accomplished. Our job is obedience. The next part. He entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto you in the way as you came, has sent me, that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. So what do we see here? Ananias confirming that what Saul saw was of the Lord. Second, that he was there, Ananias, to lay hands on him that he might receive his sight. And the third one, to not lose sight of this, filled with the Holy Ghost. Wherever we look at the Apostle Paul or Saul of Tarsus, keep in mind this is one man who is filled with the Holy Ghost. He can operate in Holy Ghost power because he is filled with the Holy Ghost. Then what does Ananias do? He immediately laid his hands on him, and then the scales off of Saul's eyes fell down to the ground. Must have been an interesting sight when it said, there fell from his eyes if it had been scales. They could actually pick it up by the time it was over. And he received his sight and was baptized. Saul is now a different person. What he does not yet realize is he's on the road to become who we would know as the Apostle Paul. And we will pick up with this in our next lesson.